Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building something very specific, a dark side intro that feels like a warehouse transmission. Then we're going to resample it and turn it into a proper arrangement inside Ableton Live 12. The goal is not just to make a cool loop. The goal is to create an intro that has mystery, weight, and DJ function. Something that opens the room, hints at the drop, and leaves enough space for the full impact to land later. That's the big idea here. In darker drum and bass, the intro has to do a lot without overdoing it. It needs to establish atmosphere, create tension without cluttering the low end, and stay clean enough that the drop still feels massive when it arrives. If the intro already sounds like the drop, you've got nowhere left to go. So we're going to stay controlled, focused, and intentional. Start simple. Build your first sketch with only three moving parts. One bass track, one drum or break track, and one texture track. That's it. For the bass, keep it short and sparse. Think one or two notes per bar, not a full bass line. Stay in a low, dark register. If your tune likes F, F sharp, G, or a minor territory, that's a very natural place to start. We're not trying to give away the whole record. We're just hinting at pressure. For the drums, use a chopped break or a stripped kick and snare pattern. If it's a break, slice it so it has ghost notes and little gaps. If it's programmed, keep it simple and let the snare sit slightly laid back so the groove breathes. For the texture, use something like filtered noise, a vinyl-style atmosphere, a metallic tail, or even a field recording. Keep that low in the mix. What to listen for here is really simple. First, does the bass phrase feel ominous even when it's quiet? Second, does the drum layer move the intro forward without sounding like the drop has already started? That restraint is important. Why this works in D&B is because dark intros often fail when they try to sound huge too early. A narrow palette gives you space to build tension through arrangement and resampling later. And in this genre, space is power. Now let's shape the bass so it's made for resampling, not for final playback. Use stock Ableton tools and keep the chain practical. Wave Eatable or Operator are both great starting points. Add Saturator for edge, Auto Filter for motion, and EQ8 for cleanup. If you're on Wave Eatable, pick a harmonically rich Wave Eatable and keep the modulation under control. If you're on Operator, a simple sine or triangle-based sub with some FM or filter drive on top can work beautifully. You want a tone that's printable, something that will become more interesting once it's audio. A good starting point is a little saturation, maybe around 2 to 6 dB of drive, then a filter sweep that moves roughly between 150 Hz and 1.5 kHz, and an envelope decay that stays short to medium. Usually somewhere around 150 to 400 milliseconds is enough for the note to speak and get out of the way. At this point, don't try to make the bass perfect. Make it printable. There's a difference. We want a tone that will redact well when we capture it and cut it later. You've basically got two good directions here. You can go with a hollow menace approach, where the tone is narrower and more restrained. That's great if you want bleak, minimal tension. Or you can go with a grimy pressure approach, where the harmonics are wider and the saturation is stronger, so the resample has more teeth. That's better for neuro-leaning or more aggressive warehouse material. Pick the version that matches the mood of the tune. If you need dread and space, keep it hollow. If you need strain and pressure, go grimier. No wrong answer there. Now lock the groove against the drums before you add anything else. This is where the intro starts to feel like a record. Put the bass phrase against the break or kick and snare pattern and listen only for pocket. Don't add fills yet. Don't get distracted by sound design. Just check timing. In dark D&B, the bass and drums often work best when they are not speaking at the same time. Let the kick or snare have a moment, then let the bass answer. That call and response feel is very warehouse, very mechanical, and it gives the intro attitude without overcrowding it. If the bass feels too eager, nudge it slightly later. If it feels sluggish, call it a touch earlier. Sometimes a few milliseconds is all it takes. And if the groove feels blurry, reduce the bass note lengths before touching EQ. That's a big one. In D&B, rhythm is often a note length problem before it's a tone problem. What to listen for now is whether the bass lands with the snare or fights it, and whether the groove still feels forward moving when you lower the monitoring volume. If it still reads quietly, you're in a good place. Next, add a tension layer. This is the part that gives the intro that warehouse code feeling. Use something thin and uneasy. Analog can do a detuned tone, Operator can give you a metallic beep or partial, or you can process recorded noise with Auto Filter, Redux, or Corpus. The point is not melody. The point is unease. A nice stock chain could be analog or Operator into Auto Filter, then Corpus, then maybe a little reverb, and finally EQ8. Keep the resonance moderate. You want tension, not screaming. Keep the reverb controlled too. Short to medium decay is usually enough. If the space gets too wet, the intro loses punch and starts sounding cloudy. Keep this layer away from the sub-region. Let it live above the bass and help the atmosphere without smearing the low end. Now we're at the turning point. Record a resample pass of the full loop into audio. This is where the idea becomes a record element instead of just a synth loop. Capture the whole 4-bar idea into a new audio track. Perform a little movement while you record. Maybe manual filter sweeps, maybe a slightly longer tail on one texture hit, maybe a bit of variation in the break accents. Just enough movement to make it feel alive. This is a really important move because resampling is the bridge between cool loop and finished arrangement. Once it's printed, you can edit it like a producer. Cut it, mute it, flip it, repeat it, leave air in the right places. That's how dark intros start to feel intentional. Stop here if the loop already has a clear low-end statement, one memorable tension movement, and enough negative space to feel moody. If you keep stacking more parts before resampling, you usually end up with a crowded intro that sounds like an unfinished drop. Now edit the printed audio into a proper intro phrase. This is where the section becomes a track intro instead of a loop. A very usable shape is something like this. The first couple of bars establish the atmosphere and ghost movement. Then the bass motif enters with a bit more weight. Then you get a little fracture, maybe a stutter or a reverse fragment. Then the tension rises, and finally you clear space for the drop. Another strong approach is a 2-bar call and 2-bar reply. 2 bars establish the mood, the next 2 bring in the bass answer, the next 2 thin out the drums, and the final 2 strip back to tension and pre-drop energy. That kind of phrasing feels readable, and that matters. Use clip gain and fade so the edits sound deliberate. Trim clicks at zero crossings where you can. You're not chopping for randomness. You're shaping anticipation. What to listen for here is whether the final bar actually creates space for the drop, or whether it still feels overloaded. That last bar is everything. A half bar of near-empty space can make the drop feel way bigger than another busy fill ever will. Now process the resampled audio like an arrangement element. Don't just throw random effects on it. Give it a purpose. For bass resampled audio, a useful chain is EQ8, then saturator, then drum bus, then utility. Use EQ8 to clear messy low-end overlap or harsh spikes. If the resample has unwanted mud, cut a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If it bites too hard in the top mids, ease off around 2 to 5 kHz. Keep saturator moderate so the intro stays dense but not noisy. Use drum bus carefully if you want to add a little punch to edited hits or break fragments. Then use utility to keep the low end centered and mono stable. That mono point matters a lot. In dark club music, width is for atmosphere. The sub needs to stay solid. If the resampled low end got too wide, narrow it back down. Keep the chaos in the mids and highs. Now bring in the actual drop drums or bass context and check the transition. This is the real test. Does the intro help the drop? Or is it competing with it? Does the drop feel larger? Does the intro leave a clean hole for that first strong hit? If the answer is no, subtract. Don't add more. Usually the fix is to thin the last bar, mute a texture hit, or remove some sub from the intro's tail. The most powerful move is often subtraction. Then add one controlled transition edit and commit it. Maybe a reverse stab, maybe a tiny snare roll that cuts out, maybe a single impact with a filtered tail, or even a one-beat silas before the drop. Keep it ruthless and minimal. Dark side intros do not need festival-sized transitions. They need confidence. If the edit starts getting complicated, print that too. Commit to audio and move on. Good workflow here is to version your files clearly, like intro resample 01, intro edit 02, drop preload 03. That way you can compare versions without getting lost. For the second half of the intro, make one clear flavor choice. Either strip and deepen, or escalate and fragment. If you strip and deepen, remove one drum layer, keep the bass restrained, and lean into space and atmosphere. That's ideal for minimal oppressive rollers. If you escalate and fragment, add a chopped fill, increase the filter movement, or bring in a more aggressive resampled stab. That works well for neuro-leaning or high-tension warehouse tracks. Either way, the second half needs to point somewhere. An intro that just loops is not finished. A small rise in density over 8 bars is often enough if it's judged well. A useful coach tip here is to treat the intro like a decision-making pass, not a sound design marathon. The win is not more layers. The win is the right 3 to 5 events in the right order. If the core personality is already there, stop building and start editing. Also, use a mute test. Mute one element at a time and ask whether the intro still reads as the same record. If removing a texture changes the identity, that texture may be doing too much. If removing it changes nothing, maybe it can go. That kind of thinking keeps the arrangement sharp. And don't forget the final one or two bars before the drop. Those are the most important bars in the whole intro. If the end is still full of bass energy, the drop has to fight for space. So make that last moment cleaner than feels safe. If the intro feels too polite, darken it with subtraction first, not with more distortion. Sometimes removing bright clutter and leaving one rough texture is enough to make the whole thing feel heavier.